Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
The China property mess hits a New York bankruptcy court. I'm David Brancaccio. What is likely the most indebted company in the solar system and is the most indebted company on Earth is Evergrande, the real estate development company out of China. It's working to come up with ways to pay back hundreds of millions of dollars in debt in several countries, but the firm has just filed for bankruptcy protection in a New York court to protect its U.S. assets. Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
Some of Evergrande's creditors are based in the U.S., so filing for bankruptcy in New York protects the company from possible lawsuits from those investors. It's a Chapter 15 filing, part of the bankruptcy code that deals with cases involving multiple countries. The filing comes as Evergrande works out a separate restructuring deal for some of its billions of dollars in debt owed to international bondholders. The company is set to meet with creditors later this month. Evergrande's attempts to tamp down its liabilities comes as China's once booming property development sector contracts. Country Garden, another major real estate company, is also facing a debt crisis. And there are broader concerns in the Chinese economy, which has struggled as it emerged from strict pandemic lockdowns. The country is facing deflation, falling exports, and lower consumer spending. In response, the government lowered a key interest rate this week, and it's facing some calls to take more measures to stimulate the economy. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
Now, the Wall Street Journal today has a piece about concern that problems in China's property market might, at some point, shake up the world financial system. It focuses on a big financial company called Zhongrong International Trust that's been missing payments, raising questions about possible snowball effects for its parent company, Zhongji, which has far-flung financial operations. At this point, this is a worry about financial contagion, but not actual contagion. Now, why have U.S. interest rates been moving so high in recent days? The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is deep into the sevens now. Hasn't been this high in 21 years. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York.
We got Fed minutes on Wednesday, of course, and what they said was they do think they probably will have to raise rates a couple more times, but that risks are coming into balance. So if the Fed thinks it's done raising rates and the economy in the U.S. is growing faster than the economy in China, you know, it makes sense for bond investors to think, gee, if long-term interest rates need to be higher because the Fed is flirting with the possibility of sustained high inflation.
But of course, that tugs the other way, right? So if market interest rates do go up, that can help counteract the growth that we're seeing.
That's right. And this is the conundrum that is at the end of every economic tightening cycle. You know, the Fed is really worried they won't tighten enough, but at the same time, they're really worried they might tighten too much.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, indeed. Our Marketplace BBC colleagues have been looking at global tourism this week. Today, Croatia, across the Adriatic Sea from northern Italy. Tourism is Croatia's biggest industry, but this summer, Croatian businesses have had trouble hiring enough people. Here's Guy Delaney.
The summer season is getting into full swing here on Croatia's Kvarner coastline. There's just one problem, though. With all these new arrivals coming in, there simply aren't enough staff to take care of them.
Whole Croatia is understaffed for the last 2 years.
Nino Kajfes Svijetic runs an employment agency called CP Recruitment. He specializes in matching Croatian employers in need with workers from Asia who can do the job.
Asian people, when they come, they have a triple or four times bigger salary than in their countries, you know, so it's very good for them.
It's preparation time here in the kitchen of Tarša, a restaurant in Rijeka, Croatia's third city. The workers in here aren't actually from around this area. In fact, they're not from this country or this continent at all.
My name is Chirindur Sepa. I'm from Nepal. In Croatia, we can do the same work and earn much better salary.
Hello, my name is Asa Puria. I'm from Nepal. There is lots of people in Croatian people. It's very nice. My workers, they are very friendly. And others, my bosses, they are very pretty good. Very nice, my boss. So it's nice to work here.
The admiration is mutual. The worker shortage means the business owners are grateful for any help they can get. Previously, they'd look to other former Yugoslav countries for seasonal staff. But in recent years, Germany's been hoovering up much of that talent. Employing workers from Asia is a new adventure for most, but Tarša's owner Goran Rogic says he's been really impressed.
The dečki i cure are phenomenal. Phenomenalni radnici.
They are people, as good people as our people, work-wise, and also as human qualities. They are very satisfied with the people working here. After they are comfortable working, they begin to take this as their own home.
With the tourism wave still on the rise, the demand for workers is only likely to increase. And as the recruitment agent Nino told me, for Croatia, Asia is the future. In Croatia, I'm the BBC's Guy Delaney for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Jordan Manji. Our engineers are Nick Esposito and Brian Allison. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.